How do you do? This is
something sort of unusual in the way of hillbilly music.
The Gravy Boat. The Gravy Boat. The Gravy Boat with Dave Stone.
I hear that music, right? It makes me want to move my feet. I just get up and go to it.
If you feel like your butter done slip right off your biscuit, just hang on tight, because we fixin' to fix you right up.
Better than any pot smoking you ever done, or any beer drinking, or liquor. It's just a feeling that you got that nothing can hurt you, and you ain't scared of nothing.
We believe that you can interpret these old mountain ballads and songs and banjo tunes for you better than anybody.
The Gravy Boat.
Something sort of unusual in the way of hillbilly music.
The Gravy Boat.
Fried chicken farts and blessing hearts. Here comes that Gravy Boat with Dave Stone.
Well, how about that? Deck the halls, y'all. It's me, Dave, back with a very special Christmas edition of The Gravy Boat. Got an hour full of Christmas cheer kicking off right now with Lucero. Get on it.
Don't need to fall in love. Silent majesty of a winter's morn, the clean, cool chill of the holiday air, and an asshole in his bathrobe emptying a chemical toilet into my sewer.
Shitter was full!
Ah, yeah. You checked our shitters, honey?
Clark, please. He doesn't know any better.
There it is. Welcome back to the Gravy Boat Christmas edition. It's me, Dave Stone. Broadcasting live from Motel 6, yeah, that's where I'm at, in Columbia, South Carolina, where I just finished my 13 Days of Christmas, 13-city tour. I hit the Southeast pretty hard, did Lafayette, Louisiana, Baton Rouge, Huntsville, Alabama, Columbus, Mississippi, Nashville, Atlanta, Asheville, Charlotte, Jacksonville, North Carolina, Richmond, Virginia for the first time. That was a good time. And wound it up tonight. Had a great show at the New Brooklyn Tavern in Columbia, South Carolina. Love getting out of the road. Thanks for anybody and everybody who came out to see a show. Had a good time. All very good venues, very cool kind of DIY stuff. I think I did one comedy club the entire time. So, yeah, it's pretty good. And even that was like a comic run comedy. I won't bore you with my disdain for cheesy comedy clubs. But, yeah, great tour. Thanks so much for coming out. Had a good time. Been a while since I've talked to you guys here on the Gravy Boat. Just been busy. I love doing this, but my schedule's so sporadic. It's hard for me to commit to anything now on a weekly basis. But I figure Christmas coming up. Geez, got to do something to celebrate Christmas. Christmas Eve Day as you're listening to this. And I hope you guys have a good one. Let's keep it going with music from Slobberbone off their Barrel Chested album. Song called Your Excuse on the Gravy Boat.
We'll be right back. no, no. Not ra-ra-ra-ra-ra, la-la-la-la-la. Sing like this. Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Try again.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra.
Stop. Sing something else.
Sometimes I feel like cutting veins, just watching bleed. I'm tired of laying down, getting nothing on the other end. And people only want to be your friend when you got something they need. But some days you kill it, and some days you just choke. Some days you blast off, some days you just smoke. Sitting around wasting time, and I'm tired of taking blame when I ain't done nothing wrong. I'm tired of other people trying to take what's mine, and I'm tired of y'all playing dress up and trying to sing them old country songs. Oh, now some days you kill it, some days you choke, some days you blast off, some days you just smoke.
Festive Christmas tunes. Welcome back to the Gravy Boat. Just heard music from Sturgill Simpson off his first album, High Top Mountain, song called Some Days. Before that, Slobberbone, Your Excuse. Old Sturgill, I don't know if you heard, dropped it back down to a four-piece. Got rid of his guitar player, lost the horn section, just a four-piece. Man, I saw them a few months ago in L.A. at the Greek Theater. Amazing show. Just four dudes rocking. It was almost like watching Zeppelin, you know, just a nice, tight, rock and roll four-piece. Badass. They should have a new album coming out very soon. Inside sources say it is just a big freight train full of beef stew. Just some almost southern rock. is what I'm getting from my sources. So, great music lined up for you. We'll do some Austin Lucas, Lucinda Williams, maybe even throw some bluegrass from Steve Earle and the Dale McCurry Band. Oh, I got a new band I'm excited about, Wrinkled Neck Mules. I want you to hear them. But speaking of new music, from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Sarah Shook and the Disarmers got a new album out called Sidelong. It's actually put out a couple of years ago, re-released on Bloodshot Records, a song called Dwight Yoakam.
I'm drinking water tonight 'cause I drank all the whiskey this morning. Drank the whiskey this morning 'cause my baby, she ain't coming home. I'm drinking.
Christmas gift for anyone who smokes, because it says Merry Christmas and Happy Smoking 200 times. Yes, 10 packs of those better tasting Luckies, all done up for Christmas in a beautiful carton created just for Lucky Strike by the famous designer, Mr. Raymond Loy. It'll look so bright and colorful under your Christmas tree, and it's such a welcome gift to anyone who enjoys a good smoke. Because you know, smoking enjoyment is all a matter of taste. And the fact of the matter is, Lucky's taste better. Cleaner, fresher, smoother. That's why you can't go wrong if you remember your friends with these colorful Christmas cartons of Lucky Strike.
Be happy, go lucky, for Christmas gifts this year.
It's the Gravy Boat. with Dave Stone.
Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
Well, it's Christmas time, pretty baby, and the snow is on the ground. Yes, it's Christmas time, pretty baby. Got no toys on my back. You gonna see me coming in a drop top Cadillac. Hey, it's Christmas time, pretty baby, and the snow is on the ground. Said you better be good now, baby, 'cause Santa Claus is back in town.
Christmas.
Girl, turn out the lights. Santa Claus is coming down your chimney tonight. It's Christmas time, pretty baby, and the snow is on the ground. Said you better be good now, baby. Oh, this old Frank Nick is back in town.
Christmas.
People of the world, this is Austin Lucas, and you're listening to The Gravy Boat with Dave Stone.
He said, I ain't never been to war, so don't you call me Captain no more. It's time that I went by my Christian name. So I said, do you prefer to be a Richard, or maybe just plain no Dick? It's better you never were a soldier and you're Christy Ray loved to give us lip, and we loved the way she talked. But her pretty little face still hurt when the gloves came off. Free.
It is the Gravy Boat Christmas Edition. It's me, Dave. Thanks for checking back in with me. That was music from Austin Lucas off his most recent album, Between the Moon and the Midwest. A song called Ain't We Free. A little help from John Moreland. Vocals there. I don't know if you caught Austin with my buddy Ryan Singer. They toured together back in October, did about a 20-city tour all over the East Coast, Midwest, Southeast. That's a heck of a 1-2 punch. Austin bringing the tunes, Ryan bringing the funny. Two very talented dudes. Hope they tour together again. I'd like to check out them together. That's an interesting concept, the music and the comedy together. Before that, Dwight Yoakam, Santa Claus back in town. And before that, Sarah Shook and the Disarmers off their new album Sidelong. That was a song called Dwight Yoakam. So naturally, I had to play some actual Dwight Yoakam after a song called Dwight Yoakam. Hope you guys are having a good Christmas Eve, if that's when you are listening to this. Hope you're spending it with friends and or family. I'm about to head down to Worthen, Georgia to hang with my family for a couple of days. Very excited to, excited to see my family. I'd be lying if I said I was stoked to go to Worthen, Georgia. Not much going on there. A post office and a gas station. That is literally all that is in Worthen, Georgia. You gotta drive like 20 miles to the nearest town if you want to go to an actual Taco Bell or something. But that's not what Christmas is about. It's about spending time with friends and family. Keeping it going from Richmond, Virginia, Wrinkle Neck Mules, Parting of the Clouds.
Swimming, I reach up and touch outer space. This hospital room is no good place to spend the night. From myself, and here I will be safe. Somewhere out on the river, my hands start talking to me, left in disagreement with the ride. Like Vincent Van Gogh, I cut myself in two, and I see no coming morning to this night. Yeah, I see no coming morning to this night. And it's not the truth. Answer I gave for the tongue speaks every word I say is this point where the whole thing comes unwound. Stand by for the parting of the clouds. Stand by for the parting of the clouds. Back in charm in the ripples in the room. Where this all got started, well, that much I don't remember. They tell me I'm not the only one. And they tell me I'm not the only one. Well, they tell me. Whole thing comes up.
Now, Christmas ain't no time to lock a man up in that drafty old jail of yours. Well, I could catch pneumonia and die before morning. You want that on your conscience that I caught pneumonia and died on Christmas Day?
You should have given that some thought while you was lifting them turkeys and hams.
Hope we're rolling. One, two, you know what to do.
Kids, I heard on the news that an airline pilot spotted Santa's sled on its way in from New York.
Oh.
You serious, Clark?
Cigarette pack of young boys going howling at the moon. Hey, darling,
next time, that's when my sense catches up with me. Three dead in a crash on a number four. Two witnesses blown up high. Not sure whose will be done. You can call me a sinner for wondering why. Hey, darling, sleeping on the blacktop. Hey, darling, running through the trees, honey. Hey, darling, leaving for the next town. Less of my sense catches up with me. Corn liquor tastes sweeter in this town. Could it be it's the same as the last? I swear I've seen your face elsewhere before, just as familiar as a bottle and a glass. Hey, darling, sleeping on the blacktop. Hey, darling, running through the trees, honey. Hey, darling, leaving for the next town. Less than my sense catches up with me. Hey, darling, sleeping on the blacktop. Hey, darling, running through the trees, honey. Hey, darling, leaving for the next town. Less than my sense catches up with me. Catches up with me.
I was about 8 years old. We were driving home from the Waffle House Christmas Eve. That sounds like a novelty country music Christmas song, but it's not. Driving home from the Waffle House on Christmas Eve. I think I was about eight. And it was already dark, as it gets dark, you know, in the winter. And I was nervous. I didn't realize it was probably like 6:30 p.m., but to me, I thought it was like midnight. But I was nervous that we weren't going to get home in time, and that Santa Claus was going to beat us there. And if he got home, or if he got to our house before we were there, he wouldn't leave any presents. And sure enough, my dad pointed to the sky. Now I know that he was just pointing at the red flashing light of an airplane. But he goes, "Hey, guys," talking to me and my brother in the backseat, "look, it looks like it's Santa with Rudolph." And I just looked out the window. I saw a flashing red light 30,000 feet in the sky. I lost my shit. I come unglued. I was so panicked that, oh my God. And he was heading in the direction of our house. I was like, oh God, he's going to beat us there. And Christmas is going to be doomed. Boy, I was pretty stupid. Easily fooled by an airplane. Good job, Dave. Merry Christmas. It is the Gravy Boat. By the way, you just heard new music from Colter Wall, a song called Sleeping on the Blacktop from his album Imaginary Appalachia. If that sounds familiar, it was also on the Hell or High Water soundtrack. Great movie with, Jeff Bridges and those guys robbing banks in Texas. So Colter Wall. Before that, Steve Earle and the Dale McCurry Band with some bluegrass called Harlan Man. Right now, old school Lucinda Williams, I Lost It. Off Happy Woman Blues from 1980. Re-released on, 97's Car Wheels on a Gravel Road. This is the first edition, 1980's I Lost It.
I think I lost it. Let me know if you come across it. Let me know if I let it fall along a back road somewhere. Money can't replace it. No memory can erase it. And I know I'm never gonna find another one to compare. Give me some love to fill me up. Give me some time. Give me some stuff. Give me a sign. Give me some kind of reason. Are you heavy enough to make me stay? I feel like I might blow away. I thought I was in heaven, but I was only dreaming. I think I lost it. Let me know if you come across it. Let me know if I let it fall along a back road somewhere. Money can't replace it, no memory can erase it. And I know I'm never gonna find another one to compare. I just wanna live the life I please.
my heart, will you promise not to break it? I think I lost it. Let me know if you come across it. Let me know if I let it fall along a back road somewhere. Money can't replace it. No memory can erase it. And I know I'm never gonna find another one to compare. Let me know if you come across it. Let me know if I let it fall along a back road somewhere. Money can't replace it. No memory can erase it. And I know I'm never gonna find another one to compare. Money can't replace it. No memory can erase it. And I know I'm never gonna find another one to compare.
For over 60 years, Piggly Wiggly has been the secret ingredient in some of Georgia's most treasured holiday cooking traditions. And this holiday season, we'll continue our heritage of bringing your family the very best for the lowest possible price. Like Hamilton low-salt old hams, $1 per pound. And Del Monte peaches, pears, or fruit cocktail, 2 cans for $1. Happy holidays from Piggly Wiggly, the secret ingredient used by great Southern cooks like you.
Now it just seems so long ago. Seems than to drift across each other again.
It's Christmas Eve. It's the one night of the year when we all act a little nicer. We smile a little easier. We share a little more. For a couple of hours out of the whole year, we are the people that we always hoped we would be.
Get in, sit down, shut up, and hang on. It's the Gravy Boat with Dave Stone.
Every Sunday, every Sunday that the fish ain't biting. Bob never has to have dinner with the preacher, cause Bob never bothered getting married. He likes to drink a beer or two every now and again. He always had more dogs than he ever had friends. Bob ain't light in the loafers. He might kneel, but he never bends over. Bob takes care of his mama. She's the only one he lets call him Robert. She don't drive anymore, so he takes her to the store and keeps her yard looking just like she wants. Every week at the beauty shop, Bob's mama hears of another woman's made another man disappear. Robert ain't exactly scared of women. He's just got his own way of living. Bob's still got an antenna on a pole. Two channels come in, two more come and go. He used to watch the news, but he don't anymore. Ain't none of it new, it's the same as before. He figures all any of it's any good for is keeping everybody bored till there ain't nobody like Bob anymore. mess, but he feels like he oughta. How big a mess today? Ask Bob, he'll say she's a big one and she's gonna be a lotta. He likes to drink a beer or two every now and again. He always had more dogs than he ever had friends. Bob ain't light in the loafers. He might kneel, but he never bends over.
Christmas edition. Wrapping it up, guys. That was Drive-By Truckers from Brighter Than Creation's Dark. Mike Cooley taking the lead on that one. Song called Bob. Bob ain't exactly scared of women. For that, Scott H. Byron, Blood, Sweat, and Murder. Hey, you know, it's Christmas. Murder. Hang Dogs before that. Song called Drift. Kicking that set off with Lucinda Williams from 1980. I Lost It. She re-recorded that in 97 for Car Wheels on a Gravel Road. That's it, guys. Have a Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for tuning into the Gravy Boat. I promise 2018 I'm going to try to do this on a more regular basis, be a little more consistent with it. But, yeah, and again, thanks for everybody who came out to a show on Dave Stone's 13 Days of Christmas. Wonderful tour. Just absolutely fantastic and feel very lucky to get to perform in front of you guys. So anybody who came out to a show, forever indebted to you. We'll see you soon. Gonna leave you with some old Willie Nelson from Pretty Paper. That's his Christmas album he did. One of my favorite Christmas tunes, Blue Christmas. You guys have a good one. Spend it with some loved ones and some good people. We'll holler at you soon. Merry Christmas.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't mean a thing, dear, if you're not here with me. I'll have a blue heartache for certain, and when those blue memories start hurting, you'll be doing all right with your Christmas off white. But I'll have a blue, blue Christmas. Christmas on white, but I'll have a blue, blue Christmas. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas on white, but I'll have a blue, blue Christmas. But I'll have a blue, blue Christmas.
I don't know where you people come from. I don't know if you test your products, your quantity of your products. Your products are very delicious. I love your sausage for 30-something years, but I can't take and feed a family of five on a little 12-ounce roll of sausage. I don't mind paying you more money for your 16-ounce roll of sausage, but you don't have it anymore. You've got a 12-ounce roll, and you got three men that weigh over 200 pounds apiece, a woman that's a little plump Scotch girl, and a daughter who's 13, and you're going to try to take a 12-ounce roll of sausage and a couple of dozen eggs and feed that, it ain't going to work. And I'm not going to purchase your product anymore or ever again. And as far as your 16-ounce and maple and sage, I don't eat that. I'm not from the North. I'm a Texas man. Jimmy Dean sausage is for Southern people to eat with the breakfast, with the fried eggs and the T-bone steaks. and I can't see going to a little 12-ounce package to feed 4, 5, 6 people. And I'm not going to buy 2 of those 12-ounce packages just because you want to downsize and charge the same goddamn price. I'd sure like a reply, and I'd sure like you to go back to your 16-ounce package on your regular sausage, because I'm not going to buy it otherwise ever again. I'll just have my own damn sausage made like I used to 30-something years ago. It's not as tasty as yours is, but it'll work. Goodbye. That little 12-ounce goddamn roll of sausage is supposed to feed your brother and me and you 600 pounds of men, at least. You get my point? And the 2 girls, and they put it in that fucking pussy roll of sausage. Son of a bitch. Somebody need their ass kicked. Some little consumer geekeroid fucked this shit up.
Oh, Lord, yeah. Okay, thank you.